And I gotta tell you, fellas, you have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
Welcome to the Anywhere Office.
Today's tip is about remote collaboration and working on virtual teams. It's not about the technology itself, but more the strategy for using the technology, which is often just as important. If you ask me what's the most important skill that helps remote collaboration, it's communication, hands down. Almost every time I see a team or organization struggling, it's due to communication problems. When you're first forming your team or launching a project, it's important to discuss certain communication guidelines. You need to communicate about how you're going to communicate. Here's two important tips. One, decide on the message turnaround time. Set up a guideline for how often team members should be checking email and voicemail. You might email someone expecting a quick reply, only to find that they only check email once a day. By making these expectations clear up front, you can avoid a lot of problems. The other thing to consider is, what are the preferred methods of communication? Some people conduct all business by cell phone. Others only use their cell for important time-sensitive issues. Some people, and yes, I'll admit I'm one of them, like to use email as their primary form of business communication. Try to find out the different communication styles of your coworkers and let them know which forms you prefer. Setting up these simple guidelines will help make sure that everyone's on the same page and has a clear understanding of the team's expectations. That's the best way to start any project and improve your virtual team.
Well, that about does it. Wraps are all up. I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.